Ladies and gentlemen, I say after the very useful discussion on the necessary prerequisites to the enabling environment for the participation of youth in decision making, we will now continue with discussions under item 3 of our agenda entitled From Formal to Transformative Participation of Youth. It's my pleasure to welcome the panelists of this session. First, Ms. Anna Lambellini, a senator of the Parliament of Belgium and delegate at the Interparliamentary Union Forum of Young Parliamentarians. She's an active member of a variety of parliamentarian commissions, including on youth as well as public administration affairs at the Parliament of the Wallonie-Brussels Federation, as a president of the Commission for Gender Equality at the Wallon Parliament. Second speaker is Mr. Thomas Desilin, is Associate Professor of Political Science, Jean Monnet Chair of Citizenship Education, and Vice President for Quality Assurance and Development at the University of Ljubljana. He's coordinator and principal researcher of several research projects and policy advisor for the field of youth political participation to the Organization of the Security and Cooperation in Europe, an international idea. Third speaker will be Ms. Aya Shabbi, is an award-winning Pan-African activist and blogger and was named Young Achiever of the Year 2015 by the Forbes. She also sits on the board of directors of Civicus World Alliance for Citizen Participation. The fourth speaker is Mr. Anshal Tiwari, is the founder and editor-in-chief of youthkiawaz.com, which translates as Voices of Youth, which is India's largest online platform for young people to express themselves on issues of importance. YouthKiAwaz is an award-winning online platform that has over 2 million readers and 35,000 contributors. I'm also pleased to introduce Mr. Ayan Power, the moderator of this session. Mr. Power is executive director of spinout.ie, Ireland's youth information website, and president of the National Youth Council of Ireland. He also sits on the board of the National College of Art and Design and the Citizen Information Board. I'll start with the first speaker. I give the floor to Ms. Lambellini. Ms. Lambellini, you have the